Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, December 27th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Palo, Religion. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where we dive into the depths of knowledge hidden within Wikipedia articles, bringing them to life in an engaging and informative manner. I'm your host, Aloy, and today we're embarking on a fascinating journey into the spiritual world of Palo, a religion that intricately weaves together culture, history, and spirituality. So get comfortable, and let's explore the intricate tapestry of Palo. Palo, also known as Las Reglas de Congo, is a set of African diasporic religions, which have their roots deeply entrenched in the cultures of Central African peoples, primarily the Congo Basin's Bantu-speaking communities. These hardy traditions were carried across the Atlantic during the transatlantic slave trade, ultimately taking new forms in the Caribbean, particularly in Cuba. The religious structures within Palo are as complex as the paths that led them across the ocean. One fascinating aspect of Palo is its strong connection to the natural world, with a focus on the powerful forces embodied by trees, herbs, and animals. Now, let's pause for a moment and consider the importance of nature in spirituality. How do these connections enhance our understanding of ourselves and the world around us? At the heart of Palo is the belief in a supreme being known as Zambi or Nzambi, who reigns over a pantheon of spirits called Mpungus. These spirits mediate between the divine and the earthly realms, guiding believers in their daily lives and helping those who seek truth and wisdom. Yet the spirits in Palo are more than distant divine beings. They are deeply personal and actively involved in the lives of the practitioners. Interestingly, Palo's practices also emphasize the significance of ancestors, or Nfumbi, who continue to play an active role in the lives of the living. The spirits of ancestors are honored and consulted, offering support, protection, and guidance. Reflecting on this, we might ask ourselves, how might the continued presence of those who came before us shape our daily decisions and ethical frameworks? One of the most distinctive features of Palo is the Nganga, a sacred cauldron or vessel that acts as a spiritual battery. Each Nganga is unique, containing earth, sticks, bones, and other natural elements, and is inhabited by a spirit. This vessel is used to communicate with the spirit world, serving as a powerful tool for healing, protection, and divination. The Nganga represents both microcosm and macrocosm, embodying the interconnectedness of all things. Consider the role of artifacts and symbolism in your own life. What objects around you hold personal significance or power? Over the years, Palo has evolved, integrating elements from other spiritual traditions, such as Christianity, particularly through the syncretism seen in Cuba. This blending of beliefs is a testament to the resilience and adaptability of human culture. It invites us to ponder, how do we adapt our belief systems in response to changing environments? The dynamic nature of Palo has also resulted in various branches or reglas, each with its own unique interpretations and practices. Among them are Palo Monte, Palo Mayombe, and Palo Briumba, to name a few. Each branch offers a different perspective on the same spiritual framework, highlighting the diversity within the Palo community. This diversity underscores an essential truth: spirituality is not a monolith. Just as no two people are alike, no two spiritual journeys are the same. While Palo is a source of strength and guidance for many, it has not been free from controversy. Misunderstandings and misinterpretations have led to stereotypes and stigmas, particularly due to its use of animal sacrifice, a practice deeply rooted in its ancestral African origins. However, it's crucial to approach such aspects with an open mind and seek to understand their place and purpose within the cultural and spiritual context. As we wrap up our exploration of Palo, I encourage you to delve deeper into its mysteries. Consider how Palo's blend of nature, ancestry, and spirit might offer insights into your own life. How do the traditions and beliefs of our ancestors continue to influence us today? And in what ways can we embrace the past to enlighten our future? Today's journey through the intricate pathways of Palo invites us to reflect on the profound connections between culture, nature, and spirit. It challenges us to appreciate the profound diversity and complexity residing within spiritual traditions worldwide. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Wikipedia. May our exploration inspire you to seek out knowledge, foster understanding, and embrace the beautiful tapestry of human experience. Until next time, keep those minds open and the questions flowing.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Palo, Religion. Thanks for listening. See you next time.